on 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.
Taking a look at the front page of the Irish Independent, it leads with soaring city prices spark scramble to buy homes in cheaper counties. House price increases in Ireland's most affordable counties soared by up to three times above the national average in the first 3 months of the year. The Irish Independent REA average house price index shows buyers pursued cross-county affordability amid the worst supply levels in decades, along with some of the highest city prices. This has sparked significant price competition in cheaper counties such as Longford, Tipperary and Cavan. So that'll be one of the challenges facing the incoming Taoiseach, Simon Harris, who's also pictured on the front of the Irish Independent, and that pressure on property and house prices, etc., around the country now. On the front of the Irish Times, Harris signals government will stay in office until spring 2025. That's the lead story there on the front of the Times. It also has a story, children in emergency state care at risk of abuse. Many children in state care are living in overcrowded emergency accommodation, leaving some at risk of being abused as a result of having to share bedrooms with others, according to internal Tusla records. About 170 children taken into care by Tusla, the Child and Family Agency, are being accommodated in unregulated placements known as special emergency arrangements, and internal Tusla documents reveal cases of children in the emergency accommodation contracting scabies and living in rooms with bedbugs. Others were accommodated in isolated locations away from their communities, leaving children facing commutes to schools of up to 5 hours a day in one case. So a harrowing detail there on the front of the Irish Times. Well, the Irish Examiner, it leads with Gardaí target over 1,400 crime leaders nationwide. Dublin West has the highest number of targets at 301, according to this report from Cormac O'Keefe. Three Cork regions have a total of 45 targets. So the story says the more than 1,430 crime bosses and lieutenants across the country are being targeted by the Criminal Assets Bureau. The Dublin West Garda Division has by far the highest number, with Limerick claiming the third highest number of cases at 105. Criminal Assets Bureau boss, Detective Chief Superintendent Mick Gubbins, said there were now 580 local asset profilers trained by the Bureau working on identifying targets in local communities. He said a further 50 are due to be trained next month, and he gave those details in an interview with the Irish Examiner. Another story on the front of the Irish Examiner that caught my eye: Ireland's response to Gaza is shameful. That's according to Francesca Albanese, the UN Special Rapporteur for the Occupied Palestinian Territories. And she said countries cannot rely on supportive rhetoric alone. And she was speaking as a guest of the Irish Centre for Human Rights at the University of Galway. And she said, because Israel has violated the interim order of the International Court of Justice, it's appalling that meaningful measures have not been taken. There's this tendency to be very supportive with rhetoric, as Ireland has, but when it comes to taking concrete actions, there is zero, not a little, zero. So that's quite a damning criticism of Ireland's attitude. We know that we have been very vocal in our criticism of Israel, but clearly not going far enough, according to some of the experts. Well, the Irish Daily Mail, the front page of that paper goes with, as Harris takes over, Fianna Fáil warns, cool your jets. Fianna Fáil issued a warning to their junior partners Fine Gael to cool your jets over planned changes to legislation after Simon Harris became party leader yesterday. Mr Harris formally became the new leader of Fine Gael and will soon become Taoiseach, the youngest Taoiseach ever, following the resignation of Leo Varadkar. The warning came as Mr Harris insisted there will be no election until March 2025 and signalled that the hate crime legislation may be stalled. Mr Harris told reporters yesterday, "It is my view and my intention that the government will run its full term. I don't think there should be any mystique about that." And so the headline there, coalition colleagues issue broadside to Fine Gael, reminding them that they are junior partners in the government. So an interesting take on the developing political story dominating the headlines, and that's Simon Harris taking over as leader of Fine Gael. The Herald features a story we had in the news. The sword death suspect is due in court. A man arrested on suspicion of the murder of a chef in an alleged sword attack is due in court today. The man is in his 30s, was arrested on Friday at an address in Waterford on suspicion of the murder of Ian Bateson in Cork over the St Patrick's Day weekend. A story that's dominating the front pages of two of the tabloids, the Irish Daily Mirror: a nasty beating, and this is Gardaí are hunting a gang of thugs who attacked two talented Irish jockeys just days after Cheltenham, and the two were assaulted in Naas, County Kildare, early last Monday morning. And sources told the Irish Daily Mirror that the pair were set upon by a mob complaining about how many races they won at the festival. And that story is also the lead on the Irish Daily Star. Gardaí hunting thugs, top jockeys attacked by mob. Well, what a story, really. And to think that people in public life face threats anyway. But sports people now going about their daily business and being assaulted, allegedly assaulted, according to the front of those two tabloids. And then the Irish Sun, its headline, its take on the Simon Harris story. Last tango in Harris. Fine Gael is betting on Simon Harris to reignite the government's party's fortunes. The party gambles on new leader as support slides. That's the Irish Sun's take on the Harris leadership. A couple of stories caught my eye in the front of the British papers, The Guardian. The NHS exodus as overseas nurses seek higher pay. So it's interesting that almost 9,000 overseas nurses a year are leaving the UK amid a surge in nurses quitting. They're not heading here, needless to say. They are actually heading to other countries, to United States, New Zealand or Australia, where nurses are paid much more than the UK, sometimes almost double. So we have this kind of movement, don't we, around the world, where Irish nurses go to Britain, British nurses now go Australia, New Zealand and US, all to do with pay. And then the Times, Kate inspired to speak out by reaction to King's cancer. The Princess of Wales is understood to have been inspired to reveal her cancer treatment after seeing the public's reaction to the King's cancer diagnosis. They're the front pages of a couple of the British papers. Well, inside, plenty to catch the eye inside as well. In the Irish Daily Star, it has a report that the UK has been urged to increase its military presence in the north because of the Republic's lack of proper defence. A report by an influential think tank accuses Ireland of freeloading on other countries' defence capabilities and calls for the UK Navy ships and RAF aircraft to be sent to the north due to increased threat from Russian activity off the northwest coast of the two jurisdictions. And that's reported by the Policy Exchange think tank, referred to the Republic's security and intelligence apparatus as flimsy. And that report by Michael O'Toole there in the Star. Gardaí on road duty down by 100 since 2021. Safety organisations warn of real danger that more people will die on the roads. This story on page 3 of the Irish Times. It says the number of Gardaí assigned to road policing has fallen by more than 100 since 2021, with a decline of 35 recorded since the beginning of last year. And those figures have been provided by Park, and they got them from the Department of Justice. And this is despite a call from the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, late last year for the fall in the number of Gardaí dedicated to roads policing to be arrested. It's actually gathered pace according to these figures, and that's on a story in the Irish Times. A story for holidaymakers on the front of the Irish Examiner. Europe droughts likely to hit holidays. Temperatures on the continent 10 degrees Celsius higher than averages for the season. Searing heat, and empty swimming pools look set to play havoc with Irish holidaymakers' plans this year, as severe droughts and resulting water shortages impact the tourist sector. Last summer saw much of the southern Europe saw temperatures in excess of 40 degrees in parts of Spain and Italy. The heat was particularly severe. But there's talk there, as the article goes on, where they might have to, it's more the focus in Spain on private pools will be forced not to fill the pools with water as concerns over drought in the summer mount across the continent, and of course all down to climate change. A couple of stories caught my eye in the Irish Daily Mail. Gillian, I'm cast as clever woman due to my intellectual resting face. She made her name as fiercely intelligent FBI agent Dr. Dana Scully in The X-Files. And Gillian Anderson believes she's been cast as a string of brainy women ever since because her resting face is intellectual. And she has, I have a tendency to be cast as those types of women who have unbelievable brains because of my resting face, as if I'm thinking about Proust or the World Order. In fact, she says it's usually actually about dinner. And one final story on the back that caught my eye on one of the papers there about why we should grab a brolly and go singing in the rain. And this is the Irish Daily Mail. Complaining about the weather has long been a national pastime, but with April showers on the horizon, research suggests we should embrace the rain and even go outside when it's drizzling. Studies have indicated that rain actually makes us happy. through molecules released into the atmosphere. Well, I think a few people might have a few words about that.
On 106 to 108 FM and Newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.